begin the current daf masech, the Shabbos daf nun hei. We begin two lines up from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, which was speaking about the ability that when someone has to be moicha, to protest against someone that's doing something wrong. And if he couldn't, the person would listen to him and he's not moicha, then he gets punished. And we'll see in the Gemara possibly even when the person wouldn't listen. But it's his obligation, his responsibility to be moicha, to protest, and if not, he gets a punishment for that. So the Gemara begins. Rabbi Yehuda haba Yosef kamei de Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel. So this woman came in front of him, in front of Shmuel, and she was screaming and she was complaining, and Shmuel didn't pay any attention to her. So then Rabbi Yehuda said to Shmuel, Amalei, le'sobele mar, doesn't the master hold of what the Pasuk of Mishlei says, that oitim ozne mezakas dal, whoever closes his ears from hearing the screams of the poor, gamhu yikrav le'yona, he's also going to call out one time and no one's going to answer him. In other words, midi keneged midi is going to be punished. What's this? You're not paying any heed to this woman that's complaining and screaming. Possibly the same thing will happen to you because you have an ability to do something. So Amalei Shinnoi said, sharp one, and that's the term he used to give him because he was sharp in learning. He said, Reishach bekriri, your head is in cool water. Reish de reishach bechamimi, but the head of your head is in hot water. Which the terminology was saying, it's a metaphor to say that me, that I'm your master, I'm your head, I'm not going to get burnt. But Marukvo, who he's my head, for me and for you, so it's your head's head, he's the Av Bezdin, he's going to get, so to speak, burnt in hot water. As the Gemara says, Ho-Yosef Marukva Av Bezdin, Marukva was the head of the Bezdin. And therefore, it's his opportunity, it's his obligation, he can do something about it. I'm not in control, and therefore, it's not my responsibility. As he brought a proof, the Chassidus says, a pasuk in Yirmiyah, base David, the house of David, Koya Marashim, this is what Hashem says, Dinu la boiker mishpat, you should execute judgment in the morning, Vitzilu gozl miyad oishik, and you should rescue the one that's robbed from their oppressor. Penteitze ko'esh chamasi, lest my wrath go out like fire. Uvara vein mechab, and it will consume, and it won't be extinguished. Mimnei roya malalechem, because of the evil of your deeds. That it says in the pasuk that Beis David will be punished. Not the ones who did bad, only the ones that it's biyodi lishpoy, that it's in their hand to judge. It's their responsibility because they can do something about it. They're going to be punished. Same thing over here. He says, "Not I can't do anything about it. What's the difference? It's Marukva who he's the Av Bezdin, Reishach the Reisha. He's the head of all of us. That it's his responsibility to do something about it." Similar in this same vein, the Gemara brings Omli Reb Zeri Reb Simon. Reb Zeri said to Reb Simon, "Lachinu Mar Lahani de Beresh Galusa." The master, Reb Simon, you should reprove. You should give mussar to the household of the Reish Galusa. They're doing things wrong. Amalei le mekabli minoy, says, they're not going to accept from you. There's no point. Amalei avagav de le mekabli lechin amara, says, even if they're not going to accept from you, you should still give them musa, you should give them techacha, you should give them reproof. Why is that? As Rabbi Achab Reb Chanina said the following drasha that shows that even if someone's not going to listen, it's your obligation to do your hishtadlis and let Hashem do the rest. As he says, ma'oyim lo yotza mida toiva mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chazr ba'al lera chutz midavizeh. There was never a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already decreed a good decree from his mouth and then retracted it for bad except this one incident, which it says in the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already said something for the good, and because of the punishment of a person not giving techacha, that he had the ability to reprove someone and that's his obligation and he didn't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reversed the good and had bad happen. The Chesed says a pasuk in Yecheskel. The Yom Hashem Elov, Hashem said to the Malach, to the angel, Avor b'teichi ir b'teichi Yerushalayim, pass through the city throughout Yerushalayim, v'hizvisa tov al mitzchus ha'anoshim, and I want you to make a mark of a letter on the foreheads of the men. Hananochim v'hananochim al kol te'evus ha'nasa b'teicha, that they sigh and they moan about all the abominations that are going on amongst the people in Yerushalayim, which is a reference to the tzaddikim. I want you to make this marking on their foreheads. So the Gemara explains what the pasuk means. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeGavriel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malach Gavriel, Leich Rishoyim Ametzchon Shal Tzaddikim. I want you to go ahead and make a marking on the foreheads of the tzaddikim of the righteous people. Tov Shal Joy, a marking of ink. Why? Shal Yishadu Behem Malachi Chavola, that the angels of destruction should not have any power over them, because I want to send out this angel of destruction throughout the city, and to save the tzaddikim, I want you to put a marking that they should know not to harm these people. Vametzchim Shal Rishoyim Tiyav Shal Dom. But on the foreheads of the evil ones, I want you to put a marking of blood, so that the angels of destruction will have power over those people, over the Rishon. So Amar Midas Hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the attribute of justice came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said as follows, Ribbono Shel Olam, what's the difference between these two different groups of people? So Allah halu tzadikim gemur and v'halol rishonim gemur. So Hashem said very simple. These are completely righteous people and these are completely evil people. That's why they're going to have different markings. But then the attribute of justice set in front of Hashem. But Ribbono shel Olam, hay biyadim limchais v'lo yamichu, master of the world. It was in their power to protest and they didn't protest. So Amalah Hashem said to the attribute of justice, but it's revealed and it's known in front of me that even had they protested, they wouldn't accept it. So what was the point? But Amr Fanav, but the Midas Hadin said, Ribbono Shel Olam, im lefanecha galu, if in front of you is revealed, you know that. Lahemi galu, was it revealed in front of them? Did they know that it's impossible that they're not going to listen to them? They didn't know. And this is what the Pasuk says over there. That originally, at first, the Pasuk says, "Bakol ish asher alav hatav al tigash." As we're going to see, that the Pasuk says that anyone has the markings, don't touch, because they're purely righteous. At the end, the Pasuk says, "Umikdash techelu," that from the righteous people, that's where it started off. Those are the ones that started dying first, as the Gemara brings. The Pasuk says, "Zakin old man, bachar a young man, ubesulan a maiden." Taf, children, menashim, and women, tahargu lamashkes, they should be killed with the destruction. So the Pasuk first says that anyone that has the marking, don't go near, because those are the purely righteous, and wanted to save those people. But then the Pasuk says, umikdashi tachelu, and that from my sanctuary you should begin. And then at the end of the Pasuk, it says, vayichelu ba'anashim azakein, and it began from the men that were the elders. Ashlefnei abayis, that were before the house, before the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara explains, Tanu Rav Yosef, Al Tikri Mikdashi, don't read that from my sanctuary you should begin, Ela Mikudashai, that from my sanctified ones you should begin. That is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to the prosecution of the attribute of justice, and he reversed from the good to save the purely righteous ones, the tzaddikim, the head, the tav, the marking on their head. Rather, it says, Mikudashi Techelu, that begin from my sanctified ones, that, as the Gemara says, Elu b'nei adam shekayim es ha-Torah kula me'alef ha-Tav. These are the people that kept the Torah from the Aleph, from the beginning, till the Tav, till the end. And in spite of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reversed, because they were able to give Techacha, give Musar, reprove people, and they didn't. That's why he reversed it, and they got punished. And that's why he said, even if they're not going to accept from you, the b'nei Rish Galusa, you still have to tell them it's your responsibility to be meicher, to protest. U'miyad, right away over there, the Pasuk says, that there were six men that came through the upper gate, that faces northward, and each man had his shattering weapon in his hand, and one of the six men was dressed with linen, and he had the scribe's inkwell on his loins, on his waist, and they came in, they stood near the Kappa altar, which the Gemara asks on that Pasuk. These are a reference to the six destroyers that were, so to speak, killing out all the people because of the bad they had done. But Mizbech HaNecheshes Mehava, was there a Kappa altar over there in the days of Yechezkel? But Shlomo HaMelech already had hidden the Mizbech HaNecheshes, the Kappa one that Moshe Rabbeinu had made, and instead he made a Mizbech Avonim out of stone that was 32 Amos. As the Pasuk in Malachim says, "Ki mizbeach hanachesha such a lefnei Hashem," because the copper mizbeach that was in front of Hashem, cut mehachel, it was too small to anymore have fulfilled the role of the mizbeach, because there were too many karbonas. Like someone tells his friend that person's a midget, he's not rode to do that void, and therefore there was no more mizbeach hanachesha. So what does it mean that these six destroyers were standing next to the copper altar? So the Gemara explains, "Amalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu," this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malachim. I want you to start beginning the destruction from those that sing the songs in front of me. And that is the reference to Levim. Again, this is the Mekudashai, the sanctified ones, the tzaddikim. They were the first ones to die. Because what does that have to do with Nechashis? Because they sing the songs with the clean Nechashis. That's what it meant, that they were near the Mizbech and Nechashis. It means by the Mizbech, which is where they said the Shira, with the clean Nechashis, with the copper musical instruments. That's the reference to the Mekudashai. They were the first ones to die. So now the Gemara asks, "Man ninhu shisha nashim? Who are these six men that were there that killed out the people, whether it's tzaddikim or rishon?" Amrav Chizda, they are ketzef, fury, af, anger, v'chema, wrath, umashkes, and the destroyer, umeshaber, and the breaker, umechala, and the annihilator. These are the six, so to speak, men that came. These were the destroyers that came to kill the people because of the bad they had done. Now the Gemara asks on this incident, Umayshno tough. Why is that they said that you should make a marking on their forehead it uses the word tough as if it has something to do with the letter tough, why that letter should be the signifying factor being put on their foreheads to say that those are the ones that are going to be killed or the ones that are going to live. So the Gemara gives a few pshatim. Amar Rav, the first pshat the Gemara brings is tough, tichya. The letter tough is also the beginning of the word that means that they should live. That's the ones that were put on the heads of the tzaddikim. And tough, Thomas, tough also means it starts the word of they should die. That was for the Rishon. B'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel gives a second pshat. The tough is a reference to Tama's chus avos, that the merit of the forefathers of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov has already expired. And that's what the tough starts of that word, to say that that's why these people don't have any more merit to protect themselves, because it has already expired. Third pshat the Gemara brings why the letter tough was the reference of the marking on their forehead. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, tochen chus avos, that Hashem confers the grace of the merit of the forefathers of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's the letter tough, is to reference tochen, that there was, so to speak, a grace, and that's why the tzaddikim are going to be saved. Rish Lakish, and the fourth pshat the Gemara brings from Rish Lakish, is that the letter tough is seif chay samish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the end of the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara brings. Damar b'chanina chay samish HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seal is the word emes, is truth. And that is because the word emes has the middle letter of the Aleph Beis, the first letter and the last letter, which is a reference to the pasuk in Yeshaya that ani rishon v'ani achron v'ani hu. I am the first, I am the last, I am the one that's here now. And that's reference in the letter of, in the word of emes, which is truth, and that's what truth is, something that's eternal. That's the first letter, the last letter, and the middle letter. So therefore they put the letter tuf, which is the end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seal, to show that there's a certain element of truth over here in saving the tzaddikim and killing the rishon. The fifth pshat the Gemara brings is Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni Omar. He says, "Elu b'nei adam shekaymes ater kula me'alaf atof." The reason why they had the tough and the forward, the tzaddikim, to save them was to say, because these are the people that they were mekayim the Torah, the whole thing from aleph, which is the beginning, until tough, until the end, and that was their siman that's why they should stay alive, because they kept the entire Torah. So now the Gemara says one of the pshatim was the pshat of Shmuel, that he said the tough was a reference to Tamas Chus Avos, that the schus of the Yavis, the merit that we had because of our great forefathers of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, has already expired. So the Gemara asks, "Me'emesai Tamas Chus Avos?" When was the time that the merit of the fathers had expired? We had it for many years, and that's why we were saved from many different things. When did that stop? So the Gemara brings a few pshatim in that. Amar Rav. Rav says, "Mimois Hoshea ben Bari," from the days of the Navi Hoshea, the son of Bari. Shnema, like it says in the pasuk, "Agala es navlusa," I will uncover her disgrace, Hashem says, "le'enim ahavea," to the sight of her lovers, "ve'ish lo yetzlenim yadi," and no man will save her, reference to Klal Yisrael, "from my hand," which is that no one could protect them anymore. There's no more merit of the fathers because they already consumed that merit. It's not there anymore. And that was in the days of the Navi Hoshea. Second pshat the Gemara brings, Shmuel Amar, "Mimei Chazal," it's from the times of Chazal, Shnema, like it says, the pasuk in Malachim Beis, "V'chazol melech Aram lochatz es Yisrael kol yimei yayochas." That Chazal, who was the king of Aram, he tortured and he made painful Klal Yisrael all the days of Yehoyachas. Ochsev, afterwards the pasuk says, "V'yochan Hashem oisem," that Hashem was gracious unto them, "v'yirachamim," and he was compassionate to them, "v'yifin aleim," and he turned to them, to Klal Yisrael l'man brisei, because of his covenant, as Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, that he had with Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, "v'loyova hashchis," he didn't want to destroy them, and he did not cast him away from before him up until now. And that is, that's mashma up until then he didn't throw them away. But however, from then on, then he didn't turn anymore till the bris avos. Again, that was in the days of Chazal, that's when it stopped. The schus avos, it was only up until then that he didn't want to destroy them and throw them away. But afterwards, after Arata, then that had already expired, the schus of the avos. Third pshat the Gemara brings, when it expired, the schus of avos, Rabbi Shu ben Levi Amar, "Mimei Eliyahu," from the days of Eliyahu, Shnem, like it says, the pasuk in Malachim Aleph, "Vehi ba'loisa mincha," that it was the time of the offering of the carbon mincha, "V'yigash Eliyahu ha'novi v'yayimah," that Eliyahu ha'novi came near and he said, "Hashem leke Avram Yitzchak v'Yisrael," Hashem the God of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, "hayom yivada," "today let it be known, ki at elikim v'Yisrael," because you are the God of Klal Yisrael, "v'ani avdech," and I am your servant, "uvidvarcha sisis," called Ramayla, "and by your word did I do all these different things." And from that pasuk we see that it says, "Hayim yivada," "today let it be known," that today let it be known that you remember the covenant of Avraham Yitzchak and Yisrael, like he says. And from the fact that he says, "today let it be known," it's mashma that no more, that after now it's already expired. And it's only through, although the other Pshat said that we see in the days of Chazal that they had the Schus of Abbas, that was only through a great Rachamim that Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered the Schus of the Abbas. But in truth, after the days of Eliyahu, it already expired the Schus of the Abbas. Fourth Pshat the Gemara brings, Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Mimi Chizkiyo, from the days of Chizkiyo HaMelech. Shanem, like it says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Lamar BaHamishra, to the increase of the sovereignty, Ula Shalom in Kates, and with endless peace, Al Kisei David VaMamlachta, that on the throne of David and his kingship, LaHochanoisa Ula Sada BaMishbar Ubitztaka, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, Me'atav Adolam, from here until forever. Kinas Hashem Tzavokas Tahasazais, who did this? Who kept Klai Yisrael alive? It was the zeal of the Lord of the host that accomplished this. And that is that we see that Mi'atavat Oilam Kinesh Hashem Tzavokas Tahasazais, that from here on and forever, that what keeps Klai Yisrael, it's the zeal of the Lord of the host, the reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that does it, is that it's only Hashem and not the Schus of others. In other words, up until now, till the days of Chizkiyo, we had the Schus of the others to do it. But now it's no more the Schus of others, and it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that keeps us alive. Now the Gemara continues on this theme about the responsibility that a person has, and that a person is judged for everything. And if he could, even if he's purely righteous, but if he could give teichacha and reprove people, it's his responsibility, it's his onus, and therefore if he doesn't, he gets punished. The Gemara brings a similar type of a theme about the diktu kadin, how meticulous Hashem is with judgment. Amar Vami, ein misa b'leichet, there is no death without a transgression. And that is, it's the person's sin that causes him to die. Ve'ein yisurim b'leoven, and there is no suffering without sin. And that is, again, it's a person, what he does that causes bad to happen to him. So the Gemara brings the proof. Ein misa b'leichet, where do we see that there's no death without a sin? That says, the chsiv is a pasuk in Yechezkel, ha-nefesh ha-chetah, si-tamas. It's the soul that sins that dies, as we see that it's chet that causes misa. Ben lo yisa b'avin av, the son will not bear the iniquity, the sin of his father. V'av lo yisa b'avin ben, and the father will not bear the sin of his son. Tzidka ha-tzadik alavti, it's the righteousness of the righteous person that will be on him. And there will be the wickedness of the wicked person that will be on him. Everyone carries his own weight. If you do good, you live. If you sin, you die. And where do you see Ein Yisurim B'lei Oven? That there's no suffering without sin. The Chassidus says a pasuk in Tehillim. Ufakadati b'shevet pishim. And I visited a rod upon them because of their transgression. Ubenegoyim avoinim. And because of the iniquity, I visited upon them plagues. So you see that's the idea about the rod and the plagues. That's Yisrim, that's suffering. And it says, why does it come? Because of Pekidas Oven, because of their iniquity. And that's again what causes a person to have suffering, is because of his sins. But it doesn't just come, it happens because of the bad that a person does, and that's a natural consequence. We continue on to Amud Beis. So the Gemara asks on this, that it has to be that a person will die only because of sin, if not he won't die. Meisve, we learned, Amru Malachi Ashoros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ministering angels said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, why did you cause Adam Rishon, the first man, to die? So Amar Lahem, very simple. Mitzvah kala tzivisiv avala. I commanded him with one easy mitzvah, not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and he was over, he transgressed it, that's why he died. But Amar Lahem, they said to Hashem, you're saying the reason why someone will die is because he sinned? But we have Moshe and Aaron, that they were mekayim the whole entire Torah. They did nothing wrong, and yet they died. Why did they die? So Hashem said to them, a pasuk in Kehelis, Mikra echel tzadik v'le rasha. The same thing will happen to the righteous person, to the evil person, la toiv, to the good v'gomer, and the end of the pasuk says, katoiv kachayte, like the good will be the sinner, and that is, everyone dies, whether you're good or not. So from here, this b'raisa, you see that there is death even without a sin. Even though Moshe and Aaron didn't sin, they died. So what's Rav Ami saying, that you only die if you sin? And that the Gemara says, "Who the Amr ki Haytana?" Rav Ami was going like a different Tana. The Tanya of Shimon Laza Omer, "Af Moshe V'Aaron b'chet ha-meisur." It's not true. Moshe and Aaron also died because of their sins. It's not like it says a pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar. Yan lo yamantabi. Hashem says, "Because you didn't believe in me, and that you hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock, that was wrong." And that is the inference is ha-amantabi adayim lo yigiyas manchem lipatim na'olam. This is what Hashem says, that you're going to die, because had you believed in me, it would not have reached your time yet to pass away from this world. Again, it's only a person's sins that cause them to die. Without that, a person wouldn't die. So the Gemara continues asking in Rav Ami, that he says it has to be that death only comes through a sin. Meisu, he learned, Abba Meisu be'et yishol nachash. There are four righteous people that died only because of the counsel, the Eitzah, of the Nachash, of the snake that he had given to Chava, that says, oh, go ahead and eat the Eitzah Das, it's going to be good for you. And in other words, they didn't die because of any other sins, because they never sinned. It's only because of the original sin that caused death to the world. That's why they died, but on their own, they really wouldn't have died. Ve'elohen, who are these four tzaddikim? Binyamin ben Yaakov, that is one of the Shvat, and Binyamin, the son of Yaakov Avinu. The Amram Avi Moshe, the second one was Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu. Third one is Yisha Abi David, and Yisha, the father of David HaMelech. And the fourth one is Kalev ben David, as Kalev, the son of David HaMelech. And the Gemara says, V'kulu Gemara Labar Yisha Abi David. And all of them are an oral tradition. We don't find in the Psukim clearly that they only died because of the head of the Eitz Adas. Besides Yisha, the father of David, the Mefarash Bekor, the Pasuk explicit, shows us that he only died because of the sin of the Nachash and the Eitz Adas. The Chesed says, the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, says, V'amosa Sam Av Sholem, Tachas Yoyev ala tzava, that Amasa placed Avshalom in the place of Yoyev on the whole army. Va'amasa ben Ish, and Amasa was the son of a man, Ushma Yisrael, and his name was Yisrael, Ashebo al Abigail, that he cohabited with Abigail, who was Bas Nochesh Achis Tzruya, who she was the daughter of Nochesh, the sister of Tzruya, Eim Yoyev, the mother of Yoyev. Now the Gemara asks in that pasuk, V'chibas Nochesh Havi, was Abigail the daughter of Nochesh? V'li Bas Yishai Havi, she was the daughter of Yishai. The Chesed says the pasuk in Divrei Yomim, and that their sisters, where the pasuk over there is talking about the sons of Yishai, Tzruya of Abigail was Tzruya and Abigail. So we see that Abigail was the son of Yishai, not the daughter of Nachash. So the Gemara says that Nachash is a reference to Labas Mi Shemes Be'et Yishal Nachash. It means she was the son of a person who, this was Yishai, who he only died because of the counsel of Nachash. In other words, a reference to the sin of the Eitz Hadas, and that is, he didn't die for any other reason. He never sinned in his life. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is the town of this Braisa that we just mentioned? And the Gemara will prove from there, not like Ravami. Ile mitana de Malachi Sharis, if you say it's the Tana of the previous Braisa that said regarding the incident that Malachi Sharis had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they said that Moshe and Aaron, Hashem said, yeah, they didn't do any sins, but they're going to die anyways, Katev Kachayte, and that's the same Tana of this Braisa that says that, yeah, people could die without doing anything wrong, but Ravami is not shver because he's like a Shimon Lazar that says that, yeah, people, that everyone that died, they did something wrong. But it can't be. You can't say those two brises are the same Tana. V'ikam Moshe Aaron, because then there's Moshe and Aaron, which is six, not four. In other words, this brise that we're quoting right now says four people died without doing anything wrong. And it wasn't including Moshe and Aaron. And the Tana of Malachi Asharis said that Moshe and Aaron also didn't do anything wrong. So it shouldn't be four, it should be six. Elalav, Reb Shimon Lazi, obviously the town of this price that we're mentioning, of the four that died without doing any sins, is Reb Shimon Lazi, because he said Moshe and Aaron are not from those four, they're not from those who died without sinning, because they died in their sin of the where they hit the rock. And that is, but he agrees to these four that they died even though they didn't do anything wrong. So therefore, v'shma mina yeshmisa b'leichet v'yeshisirim b'leyavin. So obviously, we don't have any Tana to show like Reb Ami, because Reb Ami was only answering that, yeah, holy Reb Shimon Lazar, that even Moshe and Aaron did something wrong, and it's not shver from the brice of Malachi Asharis, but it can't be, because then we have this next brice. So who is that Tana? It's not the one of Malachi Asharis, because it would be six, not four. So obviously, it's even like Reb Shimon Lazar, that although he says that Moshe and Aaron, you're right, they died because of their sin, but these four, they died even without sin. So obviously, you see that there is death without sinning, there is suffering without doing anything wrong. And therefore, we refute the opinion of Reb Ami, again, that there could be death without sinning and there could be suffering without doing anything wrong. Now the Gemara continues on this theme about, again, the meticulousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment up until the hair breadth of everything has a din v'cheshbon. Amar b'shmol b'nachmena amar b'yoynesen. Kalo ima Reuven chata, whoever says that Reuven sinned, and that is, as it says in the pasuk regarding the story with Bila, as the Gemara is going to explain, Eina elatayi, he's mistaken. Shnema, as the pasuk over there ends off, where it talks about what he, so to speak, did bad with having an affair with Bila, it says in that same pasuk, v'yu b'nei Yaakov shnei maser, that the children of Yaakov, the 12 were 12, those are the 12 Shvatim. And why does it do that? To, so to speak, take away from you what you would be thinking, that you shouldn't suspect Reuven that he did something wrong. And that is Malamet Shakulim Shakulim Kachas, comes to teach you that all of them were equal, they were all as one, they were all tzaddikim, they were all righteous people. So Elamayim Mekayim, so how do I understand the beginning of that pasuk that says, V'yishkev is Bila Pelegeshov, that Reuven lay with the concubine of his father, that he had an affair with his father's Pelegesh. So the Gemara says, Malamet Shebilbul Matzai Shalav, it comes to teach you that he only disturbed his father's bed. The pasuk considers it on him for his level as if he lay with her. But he, of course, he didn't do such a thing, and whoever thinks like that is mistaken. He was the same tzaddik as he was before. It was just that he was held to task for moving his father's bed, and therefore it was considered, it was written as if he lay with his father's pelegesh. Tanya, we'll learn the braisa that elaborates on this. That righteous person, in reference to Reuben, was saved from that sin. But this never came to him that he lay with his father's pelegesh, which is where his father's bed was. Because after Rachel had passed away, so he left it with Rachel, so to speak, concubine, who is Bilhah, instead of moving it to lay his other wife. And therefore, he never, Reuben had moved the bed, but he never lay with the pelegesh of his father with Bilhah. As the Gemara brings a proof, Esher Asad Zari Lamed al Har Evel. Is it possible that the children of Reuben will one day stand on the Har Evel, which is where all the different klolas and brachas were said that Kadosh Baruch Hu made Klal Yisrael accept upon them for different mitzvahs? And Beloimet to say, Oru Shoichiv Im Esh Zav, the one who lays with his father's wife is cursed, V'yavachet Zeh L'yadeh, and the sin would come to his hand to Reuben. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu will decree that he'll be from those who are cursed. His own children are going to come to say that, yes, the one who lays with his father's wife is going to be cursed. It's not possible that he's going to make his children if Reuben had done that and actually laid with his father's wife. Eleman Mekayim Yishkebes Bilhah Pelegesh Abba. So what does it mean that he lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine? It means that he moved the bed from her room to his mother's room, as the Gemara brings. Elbein Imoy Tava. He, so to speak, was Teveya. He was demanding the affront that was happening to his mother. And he said as follows. Amrei said him, Achais imi hoisit tzar li'imi. If my mother's sister, reference to Rachel, was a rival to my mother, in other words, they both had to compete for their husband, for Yaakov, Shifchis achais imi tehei tzar li'imi. Should the maidservant of my mother's sister, which is a reference to Bilhah, be a rival to my mother, that she has to compete with the maidservant? And the bed was still there, but Rachel's side, so to speak, by Bilhah, instead of going to his wife, to Leah, his mother. Amad ubilbil es matzah. So he got up, and they moved her bed, a reference to Leah, to his father's bed. In other words, he moved the bed to his mother's room. And therefore, for that, he was punished. It was considered as if he had lay with Bilhah, that he had moved the bed from her room to his mother's room. That was what it means, that Vayishka v'Bilhah, that he lay with her, but it didn't really mean that. It means he moved the bed from her room to his mother's room, that his mother should be designated for his father, Yaakov. Acher, my mother say, Shti matzah bilbil, that he distorted two beds. One from the Shechina, from the Divine Presence, and one of his father. And that's what Yaakov Avinu did. He had four tents for his four wives. He put a bed for the Shechina. And on that tent that he saw the Shechina, that's where he came and he that's where he spent the night. So behind the Chsiv, and that's what it says in the Pasuk when Yaakov gave Teichacha to Reuven, when he's giving the brachas to all the sons, he says, Oz Chilalta, then you desecrated Yitzui Allah, that my bed, the one who had ascended. And that is, it says that that name that would go up on my bed, which is a reference to the Shechina, that's what you desecrated. That's what you had done wrong by moving the beds. And the proof is because it doesn't say Yitzui Alasa, that my bed you had gone up on, that you had moved. Rather, Yitzui Allah, the one who ascended, that's a reference to the Shechina, and that by moving the bed, you moved the bed of the Shechina also. And another reason is because up until the Oil Moed was built, so then the Shechina was always in the tents of the Tzaddikim. By moving my bed to the other room, you moved not only my bed, you moved the bed of the Shechina, so to speak. And that's why this wasn't only one bed that he had distorted, but even two beds that he disturbed. So the Gemara says that this idea, if he really did lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, or not, the Gemara says, Kitanoi. It's really a machlokes tanoi. As it says in the beginning of that pasuk that we just quoted, Az Chalalti Yitzui Allah, it says, Pachas Kamayim, you went as quick as water. You went very swiftly, you didn't think it out so well. And because of that, Al Taisa, you will not take any more. You won't have any more. The Bechar, you're losing it to Yaisa. So the Gemara says, different pshatim, the word Pachas, which means quick, as an acronym. Rebbe Leza says, the first pshat of this acronym of the Pei, Ches, and Zayin is Pasta. You had acted hastily. Chavta, you became liable. And Zalta, you belittled yourself. You did all these things wrong because you were quick, you didn't think it through properly, and by moving the bed, you lost the Bechira now. Yibeshua says the second pshat in this acronym of Pachas is Pesat al Das, you trampled on the law. Chatasa, you sinned, and Zanisa, you acted lewdly. Again, those are the Pei and the Ches and the Zion. Those are two interpretations that had done bad. Now the Gemara makes two interpretations of the Pachas that it wasn't that he really had done something bad, that he didn't really lay with his father's concubine. Rimlil says, Pilalta, you prayed. And that is, you prayed to save yourself from the sin, that you didn't really sin with laying with Bilha. Chalta, you entreated, like the Lashon of Vayichal Moshe, that you daven. Zarcha tfilascha, and your tefillah, your prayer is shown forth. So Rabbi Gamliel was interpreting it for the good, in other words, that he didn't really lay with Bila, but just that he moved the beds, and that is, he davened, he didn't really want to do something bad. So Amram Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says, who just said that pshat, adayin tzrichin onon l'maydoi, we still need the pshat of the maydoi, a reference to Rabbi Loza maydoi, that to show that Reuven didn't really sin. As the Gemara brings Rabbi Loza maydoi, oimer, hafeches atev v'darish, you have to reverse the word of pachas, and then interpret it backwards. In other words, Zayin, then Ches, then Pei. And that is Zizata, that you trembled. In other words, you were afraid of sinning. Hertata, you drew back. Parcha Chet Memcha, that the sin flew away from you. And that is, we see that there were four interpretations of Pachas. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua said that he sinned. And that is, that was the interpretation of Pachas, that you trampled on the law. He actually lay with Bila. But in Mekon, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Lezer Magdai, he wanted to sin, but he didn't sin, as we said, that it's a machlokes tanoim, if he actually sinned or he didn't. So now the Gemara brings a similar drasha in the word pachas from an amoira. Rava Amar, Rava said, V'amri la Rabbi Yirmi bar Abba, zecharta anshei shel davar. Again, backwards of the word pachas, you remembered the punishment of doing such a thing. Chilisa atzmocha chay legodu, you made yourself very sick, and that is because you held out, you conquered your bad inclination of laying with my concubine. And pirash de malachta, that you held yourself back from sinning, that's the interpretation again of good, that Reuven didn't really sin. Whoever says Reuven sinned is mistaken. So now the Gemara continues on this theme about great people that, although it says in the verses in the Pesukim that they sinned, in truth they didn't. It was just, so to speak, according to their levels, that it was, so to speak, written in such a sense as if they sinned. And the Gemara brings Reuven, Bnei Eli, the sons of Eli, Bnei Shmuel, the sons of Shmuel, David, Shlaima, Vayoyesh and Yoyesh. Simon, it's mnemonic to remember all these different people that really didn't sin, although the pasuk makes it sound like that. And the Gemara begins. Amram Shmuel ben Nachmina, Amram Bioinsin. Kala'im b'nei Elu chatu. Whoever says the sons of Eli sinned, and that is with the sin of sleeping with a married woman, Einei Elatoy is only mistaken. However, they did disgrace the different kachim, the sacrifice that was brought in the base of Mikdash, that they did sin, but not as it makes it sound like in the Pasuk, as if they laid with married women. Shnem, like it says in the Pasuk, Visham Shnei B'nei Eli, that there were the two sons of Eli, Chafni or Pinchas, Chafni and Pinchas, Kahanam Hashem, that they were Kahanam to Hashem, and that is, we see that they were really great people, and the Gemara proves this. Savala Karav, that Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni held like Rav, the Amar Rav that Rav says later on, the Gemara will bring this drasha of Rav, that Pinchas lechata, Pinchas didn't sin, and he learns it out from the pasuk. Rabbi Yonison learns up that Chafni from that pasuk, because he compares Chafni to Pinchas, and just like Rav proved that Pinchas didn't sin, so from the fact that it says Chafni and Pinchas together, he says that they were the same, to say that Makish Chafni lePinchas, we compare Chafni to Pinchas, Ma Pinchas lechata, just like Pinchas didn't sin, as the Gemara will later prove from the drasha of Rav, Af Chafni lechata, so too Chafni didn't sin, because it says them together. So if so, Elaman Mekam, so what do I do with the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph that says Asha Yishkevu Nesanashim, that they laid with the women? So the Gemara says Mitech Sheshahu es Kinein, because he delayed the women from bringing their bird offerings, because they didn't want to bring any carbon, only with difficulty, as the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph says, that they wanted certain parts of their sacrifices for themselves, they wanted the meat, and therefore, because since they delayed it, because the women weren't going home, because they weren't sure if their carbonas are going to be brought or not, so since he delayed their women, shalehochel etz balin, that they weren't able to go back to their husbands to be able to then be with them, the pasuk considers it according to their level as if they laid with the married women, but it's not really true. They just delayed them because of their kabbans. So the Gemara goes back to this idea that we said that Gufa Amar Rav Pinchas Leichata. Rav said that Pinchas didn't sin. He didn't sin with the sin of Eishas Ish, as the pasuk says Asher Yishkuvin as a nashim, that they laid with the women. But Rav holds rather it was only Chafni himself that laid with the women. And Bjornison says, no, that just like we proved Pinchas didn't, so too Chafni didn't, because it says them in the Pasuk. But Rav held only Pinchas didn't sin, but Chafni actually did sin. Shnem, like it says in the Pasuk, I'll prove to you that Pinchas didn't sin with the sin of laying with married women. It says, Vachia ben Achituv, Achi Ikovid ben Pinchas ben Eli Koyin Hashem Begoyim. It says that Achia, the son of Achituv, the brother of Ikovid, the son of Pinchas, the son of Eli Akoyin, So it says there in the pasuk, Noisei Eifod, he was the one that wore the Eifod, he was the one that was the Kohen Gadol. So therefore the Gemara proves, Efshar Chet Ba'al Yadeh, is it possible that this sin of laying with a married woman came to Pinchas, Vakasa Miachse, and then the pasuk, so to speak, considers him part of the lineage of the one that's the Kohen Gadol? It says over there in Shiloh that he was the one that carried the Eifod. So we see that we're putting in part of the his ancestors for the Shvach, for the praise, and we're saying the name of Pinchas, who was his father's father. How could it be such a thing? But it already says in the Pasuk, Yachris Hashem Le'ish, that Hashem will cut off the man, Ashi Asenu, that will do such a thing. And the Pasuk over there is talking about the Avera of those that do Niv, that have an affair, that are practice infidelity. It says, Ir v'oina mahola Yaakov, that are alert and responsive from the tent of Yaakov. Hashem will cut off those who do that from having those that are alert and responsive of the tents of Yaakov. U'magish minchal Hashem tzavakas, and from presenting the meal offerings to Hashem tzavakas. And therefore, how could we say that the Pasuk is quoting him for praise and his grandchild having this lineage, but that Pasuk over there, again, is talking about the Avera of Niyuf. Like it says, Yachas Hashem L'Ish, Hashem will cut up that Pasuk. And the Gemara in Elohim HaNisrafin says that Pasuk is talking about someone that has an affair with a non-Jewish woman or with a harlot. And therefore, the Gemara explains what is the punishment of that Pasuk talking about. It says, Im Yisrael, who if the one that had this adulterous affair is a Jew, is a Yisrael, but not a Kohen or a Levi, Lo Yiloi Er B'Chachamim, Lo Yoyne B'Tamidim, then he won't have children that are alert from the wise people. That is, he won't be sharp to understand and to teach, to be from those who are the Chacham. But he won't have any children that are responsive among the students. He won't be able to answer up. In other words, he won't have children Tamid Chacham. And if he's a Kohen, he won't have a son that will bring a meal offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the heir V'Oina and the Magish Mincha, that he won't have children that either if he's Yisrael will not be Tamid Chacham, or if he's a Kohen, that his children won't go ahead and bring a Karban Mincha. And yet here the Pasig is Miyachis, his grandchild, that is a Kohen Magish Mincha, that he was a Kohen that brought the Mincha after Pinchas, because it says that he was a Noisei Eifod. So obviously, as the Gemara says, Elav Shmamin of Pinchas Leichad. Obviously, Pinchas did not sin with laying with a married woman, because the Pasig says that whoever does that will not have children bringing Karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet here it says explicitly, when he was actually saying his Yichis, by quoting that he was the son of Pinchas, that it says that he was the one that Nisi Eifet, he was the one that brought Karbanos in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then the Gemara asks, Elohok Ksiv Ashi Yishkuvim, but it says that they lay with the married women. So obviously both Chavni and Pinchas lay with them. So the Gemara says, Yishkuvim Ksiv. The way it's written, although that it's read Yishkuvim, but it's written Yishkuvim without a Vav, that he lay with them, which is a reference to Chavni, not to Pinchas. Then the Gemara continues asking, V'Ksiv, when it says by the Techacha that Eli was giving to his children, it says, Al Banai, please not my sons. Ki lo toiva hashmua, because the report is not good. And it says, plural, Banai, my sons. So Amar of Nachem B'Yitzchak, Beniksiv. Although it's read Banai, it's written, Beni, my son, that it was only Chafni that had done wrong, and not Pinchas. Then the Gemara continues asking, but again it says in the plural, Ma'avirim, that you cause them to transgress. So Amar of Hunber Devashua, Ma'aviram Ksiv, it says in the singular that you have caused them to transgress. Again, a reference to Chavni, not Pinchas. Then the Gemara says, but it says, B'nei Yal, the wicked sons. Again, and that's obviously in the plural, so, but it's only Chavni that did wrong, not Pinchas. And now the Gemara says, like the theme we were saying on this daf, Mitech Shahayloi, L'Pinchas Limchis, L'Chavni, L'Mincha, since it was in the control of Pinchas to protest to his brother Chavni, and he did not protest, therefore the Pasuk considers him as if he sinned, and that's why it says, B'nei Belial, my wayward sons, my wicked sons, because since he could have protested and he didn't, so to speak, he has the onus, he gets punished because of that. And Taisa says that obviously that Rav argues on Rabbi Yonasan, because Rabbi Yonasan says that both of them didn't sin, because just like we see from the Pasuk that Pinchas had the Yichus, that he had a son, a grandson, coming in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Karban Mincha, and that's not possible if you did the sin of Eishes Ish, and Chafni and Pinchas says them together. Obviously, Rav does not agree with that, and he says that because Chafni did wrong, he did lay with the married women, and Pinchas could have, so to speak, been Moicha and protested, therefore he calls them B'nei Belial, says in the plural, if you could protest, if you could do something about it, and you don't, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers as if you yourself did wrong, and that's why you got punished.